Welcome back at WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a weird, weird week. I mean, in any other normal universe over the last 27 years, well, for the first 26, I'd be headed to Pittsburgh this week and be like talking about, you know, Breezewood and Somerset and 9/11 and Goyens and Nod and Permanis. But instead, we have like batting practice baseball all week. We have shadows falling all over all these other places where we're going to watch baseball from like noon till about midnight, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe into Thursday. And by the time Saturday ramps up around here, the Ravens will be headed off to Pittsburgh. We're going to have a game one here against somebody, Texas or Tampa at this point, Florida or Texas, pick one. And at some point, we're going to get the Maryland Lottery and the Crab Cake Tour and our friends from Window Nation and our newest friends at Jiffy Lube back on the road. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on Friday the 13th. You can wear a Jason mask if you like. It is the eve of my 55th birthday. That is next Friday. Could be a day of game five as well. This guy here is... First off, he manages money, he manages the American dream, he's managing expectations for the Ravens now at 3-1. But more than that, you're one of those guys that the day the Billy Joel tickets went out, your wife elbowed you and said, hey, going to see Billy Joel, get some
gotta
tickets.
Gotta go.
So you go online, you spend your $500 buying your Billy Joel tickets, and now here we are, TikTok. And by the time this airs, they'll have it all, maybe, I don't know. You really think you're seeing Billy Joel, because I said to you, you go into the game Saturday, you're like, no, I'm going to see Billy Joel. And I'm like, well, they
know.
Can't happen at the same time. They
could
can't.
Be a doubleheader. Could be a doubleheader. Could have the, I think the show is eight.
Well, seven, eight. Because Stevie Nicks
seven.
Is going to stand back.
Right. So yeah. 7 o'clock concert. And you figure that's a what? 1 o'clock game?
Better be. Has to be. Right?
1 o'clock game or 2 o'clock. It could be two.
Well, here's where the hokey pokey
but
gets
I'm thinking
crazy.
1 o'clock because you got to empty the parking lot.
So the Rangers and the Blue Jays are playing the early game on Tuesday and Wednesday, 3 o'clock games, right? So if they split, they would potentially be the 8 o'clock game Thursday night. Nobody knows when the game. This is why I try to explain to people like you about buying tickets.
Nope.
You buy these tickets, you don't know
when you're where,
how, time,
nope.
Babysitters, work, wife, kids, school, dogs, cats, job,
good news
career.
Is I ain't got to worry about it. Only got to decide whether or not it's going to mess up Billy Joel.
Well, for you, this is you're an independent at Raskin,
right?
At Raskin Global,
right? And we're empty nester. Empty nester. See what I did there?
First time in 20 years. I'm an empty nester for press passes. I got my the Orioles sent me back my denial for press credentials. But I'm not really in the media. For me this week, it's interesting that these games stack up. That if it can't rain in Tampa, right? I mean, you know what I mean? It can't rain because they have a roof. So it can't get rained on. But other Philadelphia places can be rained on, right? That the thing gets moved into Thursday night. Luke and I were joking about this series. Like, just root for 9 to 8 games and pitching and 11 innings. Because you really want to screw both of these teams
up. Right,
now, by the time they get here, you want to have them spun around like they spent
time
in North Korea, right?
A whole mess.
But you want the mess. But part of the mess is your mess, too. You got these Billy Joel tickets? Maybe not. Ravens are going to play at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
We know that. We know that.
We play at 4 or 8. We're going to be downtown. Is there going to be a party? And it's all going to happen real quick. And this is why I did Free the Birds, Leonard. I'm going to say that all month because having playoff baseball and having these first-world sports problems, we haven't had enough of this around here over the last 30
years. That's right. Now, let me ask you this. Here's the other question I had. Because I'm looking at the weather on my phone, and it says Saturday is a 50% chance of rain. So I'm thinking, self, does Billy Joel play in the rain?
Yes,
I know Taylor
very
Swift
much so.
Did.
No,
Taylor Swift
Billy
did.
Joel will play in the rain. He'll play
really?
In the snow. Yeah, very
really?
Much
so. They do these outdoor concerts in weather, like football.
Read the back of your ticket. And you don't have a ticket.
I don't have a ticket. It's something on the phone. It says download to your Apple Wallet and walk in with a QR code, which I thought were dead years ago till the plague hit and QR codes became all the rage again.
I had to use one over the weekend to go to the movie.
Bursted out of nowhere. They were all but dead, and then they resurrected, and now they're everywhere. Menus and tickets and everything's a QR code. The lottery. I think the lottery's a QR code.
In the annals of memories of sports,
yes.
Leonard, you have regaled me, and I didn't know you, but you knew me. You were at Whiskey Joe's 23 years ago Tampa. You went down to Tampa. You were at our party. By the way, that's I'm wearing my Curio shirt. Curio's printed up these Baltimore shirts that I'm doing here this week for the Birds. They're presenting our 25 stories of glory and our 25th anniversary. And when I think of owning the radio station now, it's been 25 years and some change. And I think about when we've been pinched between lots of things.
Yep.
I've owned this place 25 years, Leonard. We've been in the playoffs three times in 25 years.
Well, we 12? Need three more in the next three.
Okay, so in 12, we had to win that wild card game down in Texas, remember?
Yep.
And
yep.
then it set off the whole, like, playing the Yankees for a week, and we lost. We did a bus trip up to New York. Then in 14, we won the division going away, right? I mean, that was like a weird year because my wife was battling cancer all summer that year. I didn't go to ballparks. I was at the hospital every night trying to keep her alive. Yep. She had a transplant in the middle of the year. But I went to the playoffs, right? So Detroit and then Kansas City. We remember that. Like,
absolutely.
Like it was yesterday. And then in 16, the whole thing lasted 10 innings. Zach Britton didn't pitch. It was over in Toronto. It happened. So we're familiar with what can happen and all of that. But these memories that are made, I remember racing from Memorial Stadium in 1997 on a Sunday afternoon. Cordell Stewart was playing for the Steelers. Kicked our ass that day. 97 Ravens, not very good. Vinny and Eric Zier Harbaugh got here, before Jim Harbaugh got here.
Yeah, right.
I remember leaving the football game in the fourth quarter to get in my car. My car was parked right over at City College. I had a media pass. That was where the media lot was. And I drove downtown, and I had a media pass then, 1997,
right?
At Camden Yards. I pulled in. I'm wearing my Get Nasty shirt because I've been sitting up in Section 6 of Memorial Stadium, right? This is one of the great memories of my life and my career, right? Like, I've been doing radio 32 years. There's only been one time in my life where I had to leave a Raven game, Steeler game, to run to an Oriole playoff game. And that was a day Messina pitched. They beat Seattle. They clinched that day. They knocked Seattle out to play what was then the Cleveland Indians. We lost that series in the ALCS. I want one of those, Leonard. You know what I mean?
I'm
want a Billy Joel Oriole doubleheader. That I talk about 25 years later now. It's 26 years later.
'97.
I want a day where I have pictures of me with Mike Bordick in the locker room and L. Rod Hendricks in the locker room. And I have a picture of me, Mike Messina, and Ken Griffey. Ken Griffey came over to the Orioles locker room because his season was over, and he wanted to congratulate Cal and Mike Messina and like all that. Like, I have a picture of me and Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly was calling the game that day. Jim Kelly was part of the broadcast back then, right? Jim Kelly was in the lobby. So I want a memory like that, and you're going to have one on Saturday maybe because they play a 1 o'clock game. You'll get tickets, right?
I'll be doing the doubleheader. There's no doubt. We'll be Orioles in the afternoon, Billy Joel, Stevie Nicks in the evening, passed out, wet, soaked.
And then wake up Sunday and have to do it again because the Steelers are playing the Ravens and the Orioles will be playing one of these two teams again.
Right. And who knows? They'll probably both be at 1 o'clock or something stupid like that.
I don't know, man. Like, here's where this will be fun. Leonard Raskin's here. He is Raskin Global, making the American dream happen. So in business, right, you and I have lamented that the Orioles and Ravens throw me out, mistreat me, whatever. In the course of business and in the course of getting along, right?
Like they're doing it a little better.
You think
so? It seems. Well, let's put it this way. I saw the Ravens light up the stadium orange.
Yeah, that's
I see the
all,
Ravens
that's
share.
All window dressing, Leonard.
Right.
That's
no,
all
no, I know.
That's
I know.
That's PRB. What's
no,
really going on
absolutely.
Here
absolutely.
Is, the question
is what's happening behind the scenes, right?
Dusashi Brown and Greg Bader, do they talk? My feeling is they probably don't. And they're probably under intermediaries. But I go back to Keith Urban playing down at the Harbor and the Ravens getting thrown out to Denver. And listen, for how I feel about both of these owners and what in my personal relationship with both of them is well documented.
Yep.
But how they get along with each other and how these franchises get along, I'll tell you an old story that has been told but hasn't been told in a long time. Do you remember that the Orioles did a night on draft night where they gave away an Oriole purple hat? Do you remember that?
I do not.
They did.
It was 20
years. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
It's when the Ravens had just won the Super Bowl the first time.
Yep.
And the Orioles were really in the abyss. I mean, this was during the Siggy era and like all of that. And the Orioles were chasing the Ravens all of a sudden trying to be cool. Right. So cool was like, if it's purple, it's cool. Right. At the time,
they
did a bird hat and it was on a, it was a game night. It was like a, they sent the Orioles the bill for the hats.
Oh,
so this was 20 years, a long, long time ago.
Right.
Like this
right.
is bird squirting me. 04, 05, 06, 07. There was such bad blood. Art Modell and it was at a function with Peter Angelos one night, and Art's wife really disliked Peter, like because Peter was rude and nasty to Art in front of her in 96, 97, when Peter had all of his BS about him. So the Modell Angelos thing got awry quickly. It never really got fixed because who fixes anything but Peter Angelos ever, right?
Right.
So Peter's
right.
now where he is, checked out. John's in now. And I don't mean, when I say get along in businesses, this is a Major League Baseball NFL issue. And I don't think they get along. I don't think there's any, we're going to help the other league, especially if you're baseball and you've been getting your ass kicked for 30 years, right? For the whole century. To do anything nice, magnanimous, get along, not get along.
Well, we're going to find out.
I'll just say this. When whoever makes the decision with the Ravens, that they want to have concerts, right? And by the way, the Orioles took some heat for that concert that didn't happen a couple weeks ago with Bruce, where they were keeping the tax money, the same deals for the Ravens. That's part of the new $600 million, is that both of the teams said to the state, yeah, you're going to give us all this money, but if we're going to do concerts or anything, we keep all of that because it's too much work for us and we don't need to, we don't make a whole lot of money. When Bruce Springsteen comes in here, Bruce Springsteen makes all the money. We don't make a lot of money on doing these concerts, certainly not enough that we're going to give you tax money. That should be a benefit. That should be our VIG for filling the city up with a not Van Halen anymore, but concerts, whatever.
Well, maybe they're going to do something in that warehouse and make it all lovely. And you're going to want to go downtown again and hang out and then go to the game or just hang out on a night where there's not a game. And I don't know.
Wondering if Major League Baseball, with their television issues and where they are, and look, this is going to be the Orioles against maybe the Rays or the Rangers. It isn't the Yankees or the Red Sox. We're going to be in prime time or whatever, right?
Right.
I'm wondering if there, because I haven't heard anything about Billy Joel or Stevie, I'm wondering if there hasn't always been sort of an agreement. And I don't know what a gentleman's agreement looks like. I saw Keith Urban play, and I saw us lose out.
Well, between who? The agreement would be between who? Is it the Ravens? Is it the who promotes the concert?
Television network?
Right.
Television network saying we want a
Fox?
Game.
It's Fox, right?
So,
and who's announcing these games on Fox for another point of interest here? Because I don't think they're very good. Who are they bringing in to do baseball?
Here's the bad news.
Joe
we've heard
Buck.
The end of Ben McDonald, sadly.
Yeah.
Or Ben.
Well, they would be wise to grab him. Who grabbed him? He did a national game. He did a couple national games this year. Not Nationals. Orioles national games. He was on the broadcast. I don't know if it was Fox or if that was one of those
weird YouTube nights or anything. Yeah, I never really know. Kevin Brown sounds a lot like Joe Buck. Like Kevin Brown channels Joe Buck.
Yeah.
Big time.
And he's good. The question is, who at Fox is going to do baseball? Do they have good baseball? I don't think they have good baseball.
Has been called in to do baseball, too. He's done a lot of baseball summer. But, I mean, he's in hockey season, and he's in all of that. So
yeah, it's all happening now. Talk about leaving the stadium. I've left opening day to go to Capitals playoffs before. I've done that trip back in the day, doubleheader. Leave the ballpark, drive to D.C., watch some hockey. But it'll be an interesting, unique thing to – go to a playoff game and then watch Billy Joel. That'll be kind of
wild. Yeah, if you park the car once, have dinner down at the harbor.
Right.
Let a rascal
see
your rascal.
In the rain.
This is what I wanted to say about this. In regard to the city and in regard to Billy Joel and the deal, if you're the Ravens and concerts are coming out this summer, because there were several stadium tours, like Taylor Swift's played stadiums all summer, right? So not that she's been in the news or anything on Sunday.
Now she's playing a movie theater.
Right, she's doing the movies, right? I did the Talking Heads movie last week as well.
Business smart.
I would say this for the city And for what we've been through and the plague, I would hope that they could play this baseball game at 1 o'clock and still have Billy Joel and not move Billy Joel for the 50,000 of you that have tickets, for people that might be flying in or driving in or have a hotel room in Baltimore Saturday night that we're going to make a whole, you know, Maryland state of mind, Baltimore state of mind with Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks and all that. I would hope that there's some sanity in regard to not canceling it. And I would hope the baseball game doesn't go 14 innings, or that they don't cancel it and it rains long enough on Saturday to push the game to four. Like,
and then it wrecks
the schedule.
Yeah, and you know what? It's supposed to rain. So that could be really crazy if they delay the baseball game into the concert. That'll just be crazy. And this past weekend, there were the announcers. Who was announcing the game, did I hear? We had a national game this weekend on with Boston. That was a Fox game.
Correct.
And they were talking about the playoffs, and they said, well, if the playoff game is at 7 and Billy Joel's playing next door, can you hear the concert when you're up at bat? That's what they were talking about.
Now, that's a stupid thing to say, because they can't do
that. Well, they should have.
That's not
the point. The point is, these are the Fox announcers. You'd think they'd have known better, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
And then, okay, let me go off on a tangent here. After the game, I think it was Saturday night. I believe it was Saturday night. After the game, it was either Friday or Saturday, you'll know. Flip on MLB Network, and there's the Norfolk Tides winning the championship over the Dodgers.
That was Saturday night, yeah.
Saturday night. That was an interesting game. A grand slam in the 7th. And a two-run ninth to take the lead.
I'll be honest with you, Leonard. I didn't even know that such a thing existed until they had won it. Like,
there you go.
I haven't thought of the Norfolk Tides other than a place that we send Tyler Wells to go rehab. I don't even know who their manager. I don't know anything about.
I knew it was
Gary Kendall, but I said
their manager.
I don't know.
Their manager is is it Zach Britton's brother?
Yes, it's Buck Britton. It is
Buck Britton.
It is Buck Britton.
They said Zach couldn't make the game for some reason. Buck Britton was the guy, and one of the O's that had been up and down hit the grand slam in like the 7th and gave him the big lead, and then they needed every run because the Dodgers came back with 4 in the 9th and they won 7-6. Saw Jackson Holliday, saw Mr. Ben Boom. Mr. Ben Boom was playing, and
you were scouting the 24.
I was scouting.
Look, listen, I don't need the 24 Orioles.
The 23 Orioles.
We can have a parade here in 4 weeks, Leonard.
How great would that be? How great would that be? That would be awesome.
I'm feeling more confident based on the way they pitched last week, and I know I called it the pumpkin league for the Nationals and the Red Sox over the weekend, not the grapefruit league, but still.
They're major league players.
Yeah,
that's right. They're major league players trying to put their bat to the ball, and pitching has been phenomenal, mostly phenomenal. If we can get the hitting back, turn that switch back on. That's right.
Simulated games, all of that stuff. Leonard Raskin doesn't
simulate
anything.
I think some time off will be good.
Raskin Global is the way to find him. You can find him at Baltimore Positive. We'll find out if the time off is good or not. Give me a little sense of what's going on in your world and what you do, because we sit here and talk sports a lot. You don't do that all week. You're managing money for people in circumstances. We have a tax deadline coming up if people punted in April on taxes.
So October
15th. There's other things going on besides Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks.
And the government is still running. They managed to
as predicted by you,
stave off a shutdown in the 11th, in the 22nd hour of September 30th, as usual, the drama queens that are the government that we have, we get what we vote for, sadly, decided that they could keep the government running, wait for 45 more days. So for another month and a half, we don't have to worry about Social Security checks, military, TSA, which is good because I've got a little travel going on. I got a little flight I got to take, and it would not be good to wait in line with no TSA people, because they'd be asked to work for no pay. They're getting paid, so that's good. The TSA will still be on the job, and so will our our vaunted military doing
their
thing.
I'll need that next Tuesday when I'm flying to Texas or to Florida.
You
two
better,
of your favorite
you
places,
better
by
believe
the way.
It.
So I'll
you
be either going to
Arlington it.
Or to Tampa next week. I need TSA agents.
You do.
You know,
you do.
Travel the world. I went to Australia and New Zealand in 17. And I was on the South Island of New Zealand in Queenstown, one of the most beautiful places on
Absolutely.
Earth, right?
Absolutely.
And I was flying from Queenstown up to Auckland, which is the South Island to the North Island.
Yep.
And my wife and I, we had a rental car driving around Queenstown. I mean, it's just cliffs. It's the most beautiful,
beautiful
place on
beautiful.
Earth, right? Pull up to the airport, get rid of the car. And I walked into the airport and
You
I
walk on
walked
the
up to the
plane.
gate and I put my bag into the little circulator on the
Yep.
way through. There's no TSA. There's
No.
no security. You
No.
just walk on in New
Scary.
Zealand.
It's
Well, nobody
scary.
has any guns. They have no guns in
Right.
the they have
Well,
no guns in the
it's
culture.
not just
So,
guns, but the point is, you know, they're a whole different culture. It's a whole different
yeah, but
world.
you can fly there and you don't get rubbed down. It's the only place in the world I've been in as an adult where I've gotten on a plane and I haven't been wanded in any way. I was like getting on a bus at the Greyhound
Yeah, it
station.
just feels kind of weird, doesn't it? It feels weird. And oddly, I've been to places where the people, you know, these little airports where they just kind of wave you through for everything. And
Oh, right.
I'm an anti-government guy, you know that. I'm a conservative libertarian by nature, but
I call you a little wacky, but that's I just say
hey,
that
it could
behind your
be.
back. Behind
Could
your back,
be,
I say that. That's
but
right.
the thing is when we've become so accustomed to the BWI TSA or the, you know, the New York TSA or whatever it is, that when I go to a place where they're not rigorous like that, whether it's out of the country or wherever, I just think to myself, oh my God, who could be on this plane? What could be happening here? They're not watching out for me.
You've watched too much Maxwell Smart with shoe phones and all that
there
stuff.
There you go.
So,
the cone of silence. The
you're
cone
watching,
of
you're
silence.
Watching too much news too. Leonard Raskin is here. The big news is it's the biggest sports week like ever around here. And we're not even playing until the weekend.
Hey.
It's Pittsburgh week. The Ravens are in first place. The division's upside down.
How
and the
about,
Orioles are waiting for a wild card winner. It's a good
how
week.
How about that the Squealers, the Bengals, and the Browns
Stink.
totaled 12 Stunk. Points on Sunday, 12 points of offense, and Houston, C.J. Stroud, the Ohio State quarterback, roped up and whipped the Steelers' butt.
Hey, look, if there's a time you're going to leave the Ravens and join another team, the Texans, this is a good time to get on their bandwagon. They need everybody. But when a star is born, right, that kid made his first start against us a month ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was what it
he
was.
Held his own.
He
held his own. He
but
got
he
sacked
is,
a bunch. But
he is the flavor of the league right now, right?
He is. They love him. They love him. He's got the first no interceptions in the first four games and lots of yards and two wins.
A big
two
win over the Steelers. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. For us, I'm loving it. The Gals lost. The Steelers lost. The Browns, of course, lost. And Lamar, other than a bad handoff to Mr. Hill, looks like he resurrected his life in
well,
one game.
As we get here to, as we get here to October, we have a healthy quarterback. The Steelers do not. The Bengals do not. And the Browns do not.
That's
and
right.
The Browns, at the end of the broadcast, they're talking rotator cuff on Deshaun Watson.
Yep, that could be
that's
ugly.
That's a whole
that's
different
a whole
$200 million
season.
Dollar
that's a
thing
whole
going on
season.
There. That's a whole two seasons. Yeah.
Right. And Who do we play? Kenny Pickett? Kenny Pickett?
No, no,
with a
Pickett
bad
got
knee.
Hurt. Pickett got
right,
hurt.
With a bad
No, no, no.
knee.
Trubisky.
No, so I'm
it's going to be Mitch
now
Trubisky.
Now it's Mitchell Trubisky. And I think that's a trap. I think you got to be careful there because that looks like mucho mustache.
Tomlin didn't look real happy after the game on Sunday. Hell yeah,
no.
There's going to be changes.
No, he was not.
Here. He is. He will help you make a change in your financial outlook. He follows the American dream, gives great advice on taxes, insurance, money, investments, how to make your American dream and manage your money better. You can find him at Raskin Global. You can find him at Baltimore Positive. It's our 25th anniversary around here. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour next Friday, the 13th. Yes, you can make all the jokes you wish. Next Friday, the 13th, might be the American League Championship Series Game 5. We're going to be at Drug City. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation and our newest sponsor at Jiffy Lube. We are celebrating 25 years here with our friends at Curio Wellness and Farrer & Daughter with 25 stories of glory. Next up is number 23. That's coming out this week. It's a big week around here. Luke's going to be monitoring batting practice, Owings Mills, Pittsburgh week, and whomever we're going to be seeing on Saturday. And hopefully Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks can still pull the concert off on Saturday. Hopefully the weather holds up. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.